America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Calcaterra moves to his right. Here goes Hurts, going for the end zone. Devontae Smith, he caught it one-handed.
Oh, my goodness.
I don't know if
what
he stayed. He's
Smitty.
In! He's in!
Oh, my
goodness.
One
hand! One hand! I don't know how he did it. I don't know how he did it and stayed in.
Smitty is unbelievable.
I don't know how he did it either. Great call by Merrill. What a throw by Jalen to a spot, Hugh, that only Devontae could catch it back of the end zone. And to get Hugh to catch that ball with one hand and get both feet in, that was a remarkable play by Devontae Smith yesterday.
Oh, there's no question about that, man. I was waiting to see, because I was like, I know he couldn't have caught that. He couldn't have been in bounds, because we just saw a play. It was what, Monday Night Football in Pittsburgh, where if something was similar.
Yep.
But Schmitty got both feet down. He dragged his feet, and I was like, wow, that was phenomenal.
Oh, I think the one in Pittsburgh you're referencing is I think it was Pickens, got the same foot in twice. He got his either right or left. He tapped it twice, but the other foot never got in.
Yeah.
So that didn't count. Look, Devontae's ability to get those feet in and to hold the ball, and that's a big-time throw by Jalen. Jalen's ability to throw the deep pass is outstanding. I think it's the best thing he does is throw the ball with touch and timing down the field to his guys, give him a chance to make a play. All right, let's talk to the guy that was on the call yesterday for a wild win over Doug and the Jaguars. We all thought they'd win the game, and then it looked kind of easy, and then it wasn't easy by the end. Eagles do get to 6-2, and joining us right now to talk about it, as he does every Monday, is Merrill Reese. Merrill, good morning. How are you?
Hi, guys. You know, you're talking about the play, the great play by Devontae Smith. Last week, I think it was Thursday Night Football, Garrett Wilson made a tremendous catch against Houston when the Jets beat them. And Al Michaels was raving about that, and they compared it to the catch by Odell Beckham years ago, that famous catch. But I'm telling you, this was right up there with them. To do that one-handed, get both feet in, absolutely remarkable. And I still can't figure out how he did it.
Yeah, it was great. Speaking of remarkable, Merrill, the play by Saquon Barkley. I mean, just hearing ex-players, Merrill, like Mike with you in the booth, Hugh today, you know, everywhere, you know, you watch TV this morning chiming in. It's remarkable, Merrill, when I hear players say they've never seen a running back do that. Like, they play against these guys. They were these guys in the case of Shady McCoy. Merrill, what was it like to call that the play that we'll talk about for years to come with Saquon yesterday?
Yeah, I've never seen anybody hurdle somebody backwards. I mean, I think you have to have a diving board to do that. But how he did that and how he moved, it's instinctive and it's athletic. He's just a great, great running back. Great, great athlete.
He is, and he's been a big part of what they've done so far this year. He's an Offensive Player of the Year candidate. So, Merrill, the offense is looking better, and a big reason for that, of course, is Jalen Hurts. Four straight turnover-free games. His passer rating has been well over 100 all 4 weeks. Merrill, what are you noticing with Jalen? Because it's not just one or two games now. It's a full month where he's gone back to looking consistently like the guy we know he could be.
You know, Joe, I don't like to say I told you so, but I have never fallen off the bandwagon with Jalen Hurts. I have liked him from the very beginning, and I saw what he went through earlier in the season, but I thought it was a product of not having the game action during the preseason. I always say the September games are like an extension of the preseason, that and the fact that, once again, he has an entirely different offensive system. So it takes a while to evolve, but as it evolves, it matches his talent, and he is making the most of it.
He is. It's been a great run for him, and the offense is turned around. And then that defense, Merrill, every week it feels like they get better. I know Jacksonville got to 23 points yesterday, but obviously their defense scored. So you kind of look at it, what the Eagles' defense did again yesterday, holding another team, you know, into the teens.
Yeah, there were 7 points that didn't belong. I mean, I still to this day do not believe that was a fumble by Saquon Barkley. I think he was touched. I think it was obvious that he was touched. And then his elbow hit the ground, and the ground caused the fumble. They ruled it a fumble. I think it was, even though they replayed it, even though they looked at it because it was a turnover, I think they got it wrong.
It was a weird play. Even though, and then they put the report out afterwards, Merrill, explaining themselves. It didn't even make any sense because they said he first contacted, he got contacted, but then he stumbled into a lineman. But Merrill, the reason he stumbled into his own lineman, the way I viewed it, was because he was contacted.
Was tripped.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it was a bizarre call. And then to double down on it, it was just kind of an odd thing. And it did change the game there and led the Jaguars back in it. Merrill, another reason the Jaguars were able to kind of creep back in was because the Eagles kept leaving points out there when they could have made different decisions. Merrill, a lot of moments yesterday, whether it be, you know, penalties that moved them from the 2 to 1, so they decided to go for 2, or just going for 4th downs instead of field goals. What did you make of the aggressiveness? I mostly usually like that, Merrill, but yesterday to me felt like a day where if you get, you know, up 3 or more scores, the Jaguars probably don't have enough to come back. I was surprised with how aggressive the Eagles were trying to add those extra points.
Well, they were trying to be aggressive, and I thought at halftime I was a little bit worried, and I said to Mike, I said, you know, just one extra point would have made it a three-score game. I mean, they were up 16-0 at the half. They get one extra point at 17 points, and that's a big difference in this game. So it ended up fine, but there were some things that were questionable about that aggressiveness.
Yeah, it did end up fine, in part because they caused some turnovers. And then the linebackers, Merrill, first time since the pickle juice game, since the Eagles had 2 linebackers in the same game with an interception. How about N'Kobe, Merrill, at the end making that play? It feels like he's really growing in front of us here.
Well, the linebackers, the linebackers. You know, going into the season, if you were to say, what are the Eagles' question marks? I think you would have said the linebacker department. And the Kobe's all over the field making plays. And then yesterday, once again, Zach Bourne. If Zach Bourne isn't the defensive player of the week in the NFC, I don't know who is. Because he just did everything you could possibly do. He made numerous tackles. He made an interception. He batted down balls. He was just absolutely spectacular. But N'Kobe Dean continues to grow and become a major factor.
He is, and now 6-2, Merrill, as the Eagles head to Dallas for a big one on Sunday. This season is moving in the right direction. Merrill, thank you so much for joining us, and we'll catch up next week, hopefully after a win over the Cowboys.
Hopefully another sunny Monday.
Yes. Thank you, Merrill.
See you guys.
There he goes. Merrill Reese. And he's right about those linebackers. They're getting good linebacker play. Last year they got bad linebacker play, and this year it's flipped back around with N'Kobe and Bond.
Yeah, man, they're getting comfortable. They look good, man. And I gave N'Kobe a shot this morning, just sent him a fist pump. I mean, he played well. I mean, I sent a tweet out, a text, a tweet, whatever you want to call it, a twit.
It's not a twit. It's
not a twit. We'll settle with twit.
Okay. That's fine. I mean, it's not that bad.
Just give him his props. Just give him his props today.
Some days we fight you on little things. Some days we just let it go.
Yeah. We have bigger fish to fry.
Yeah, we got Sirianni to fry. We got a win to take care of. We also, Hugh, let's take a call here, and then we got to tell everyone about something big. Something big we got going on the Midday Show starting tomorrow. Terry is up next. Hey, Terry.
Hey, what's up?
Terry, what are you feeling today?
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered 1 story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Did we forget that we have a kicker that can actually kick a ball and get the easy points?
I think we did forget that, yeah, at times yesterday, yep.
But you asked him to kick when it was put him in a tough spot.
Right, you freeze him all game and you say, come hit a 57-yarder.
Tough spot.
Yeah, Can we take the points? I mean, come on. Is it that hard to go take the easy? I understand being aggressive and being too aggressive, but there's a point in time not to be too aggressive.
Well, there is, Terry, people earlier were saying, well, he follows the analytics, but his job is to make the right decision. His job isn't, like, I could follow the sheet if you just tell me what the sheet says. He's got to be able to read the room, read his team. And, Terry, if they're playing the Chiefs, they're playing the Bills, they're playing the Lions, and you know the game's going to be in the upper 20s, early high 30s, low 30s, then all right, then get every point you can. But yesterday, it's the Jaguars. They couldn't put together four scoring drives if their life depended on it. So just take the points.
I'll tell you what, we lost to the Jaguars. We'd be all singing a different tune this morning. We let our heads down pretty low.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, of course. I mean,
that would be embarrassing. I'd be embarrassed being a fan for today, a couple of days.
Yeah, it would. I mean, Terry, it's a good call. I mean, Hugh, that Jaguars team stinks. I mean, that Trevor Lawrence is not very good. He was built to be a generational player. He didn't look like it.
Yeah. The unfortunate thing for him was the fact that on the drive that they did actually move the ball, he didn't do nothing to help the drive. It was helped by a PI, and that's what moved the ball down the field. It was unfortunate that we were in this position, and that's the thing that you look at. Again, glad we got the win. We're 6-2, and we look like we are on a collision course with the Commodores. I'm not overlooking the Dallas Cowboys in no way, shape, or form. But there are some things that we have to clean up in order to get ready for that game.
Oh, they are on a collision course with the Commanders. There's no question. Yeah. I mean, we got ourselves next Thursday, not this one, but the one after. That game, the two Commanders games are going to decide who wins this division and who's going to have to fight for a wild card. I mean, the game is huge. All right, coming up here, before we go any further, you know we got to tell everyone about Hugh.
What you got?
Something we got going on tomorrow on the Midday Show. You know what tomorrow starts? Tomorrow starts the biggest promotion we've ever done.
In life.
Well, I don't know about life, but certainly, there's been some big promotions in life.
Down. No, I'm just saying in the life of this show.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you're right. In the life of the current Midday Show. Yes. I didn't understand where you're going with it. Okay, yes. Biggest promotion we've ever done in our life as a Midday Show. So we have a 10-day promotion starting tomorrow where you have a chance to win awesome daily prizes and an amazing grand prize package courtesy of Jack Daniel's Tennessee Whiskey and Gerhard's Appliances. We'll share all the details tomorrow, but I just want everyone out there that listens, and if you're a daily listener, just start thinking of your favorite combinations. That's a little homework today, all right? And we'll tell you tomorrow what is on the line, how we're going to do this, but we're going to call this Combo-Con. We start tomorrow.
Combo-Con.
Here we had our friends from Jack Daniel's today.
They dropped us off a care package.
Yes, they did.
You know how much I like my brown liquor. I like brown liquor.
Not only that, I mean, they left us a gift out in the hallway, and you grabbed it all. I didn't think you could fit all the, like, five bottles in your hand, and you ran in here just to make sure that it was, you know, make sure it's yours.
No, yeah, listen. The one thing that you all know about me, especially since I've been here, I don't play about my liquor.
I know you don't.
And when, you know, there's an opportunity to get, you know, some liquor, I'm going to go ahead and take that. Well, I'm going to get them bottles.
We appreciate the hospitality, them coming in today and meeting us. And we can't wait to start this tomorrow. Combo-Con starts tomorrow on the Midday Show. It's a 10-day giveaway leading to a grand prize. We'll tell you all about it. But just think of your favorite combinations, and we'll tell you how we're giving away some special, special prizes over the next couple weeks here on the Midday Show. 215-592-9494. Let's grab Terrence in Springfield. What's up, Terrence?
Hey, Joe Kyle, what's up, man?
Hey, Terrence. What's up, buddy?
Man, Sirianni, he's going to cost us a playoff game one day, a Super Bowl. This guy is the definition of doing too much. If you're up 22-0, what are you going for? What is the need of a two-point conversion? And I believe he froze Jake Elliott yesterday by not, because the kicker goes for an extra point that warms him up. I believe he froze Elliott on that kick yesterday. And to go for it on three two-point conversions back-to-back-to-back is like, it's asinine to me. I feel like this guy wants the spotlight for some reason. I feel like he's trying to prove something. And it's going to cause us. I feel like at times Sirianni is messing up this team's identity. He's the cause of it. And I'm convinced last year it was him at part of that lost the players in the locker room based on his decision-making. And it's the reason him and Jalen Hurts were butting heads because some of the decisions this guy makes. And he's all over the place. Like, you have to, if they're going to go for a fourth down, keep that same philosophy. Don't all of a sudden go, on fourth down, want to try to do some trickery and do an outside push this.
Oh, like, Terrence, I'm glad you said it. Right. I'm glad you said it too about the kicker and right. about freezing. Like, here's the thing: if you're going for all those fourth downs, if you're going for the 2-point conversions, then keep right. the foot on the gas. But it's a when he went for the field goal and he had froze Elliott already, and it's a 5-point game. Like, at that point, the best you could do is still only be up one score. Like, that was the spot where go for it, end the game. Don't give the ball back to Jacksonville.
And Joe, in the press conference, he says he has to have the ball to make tough decisions. How are you making a tough decision if you're up 17 points going for 2 points? Like, I don't get it. That's not a tough decision. It's stupidity at its finest. And I don't know what he's trying to prove. And he's trying to, like, sometimes somebody can be so I had a boss before, and I always say this: some people can be so smart that they can be dumb. And Sirianni's a person that he's so smart that he's dumb at times. And he does dumb things, and
crazy
I don't
like
get
a
it
fox.
With this guy.
Yeah, I don't, like, Terrence, I...
He wants to be the smartest person in the room, and sometimes he looks stupid doing it.
Yeah, sometimes just get out of the way. He got a lot, and good call, Terrence. He got a lot of credit the last few weeks by getting out of the way, right? We didn't talk about his in-game decisions the last few weeks, and for the most part, everyone liked him. He starts interjecting himself in the game, and it becomes a disaster. 215-592-9494. Back to all your phone calls coming up. What hit you the most from yesterday's victory? How well the players played in a win? Or Nick Sirianni's decision-making. We'll do a Big Hugh breakdown of all of Sirianni's pivotal decisions in the game coming up in a little bit. 215-592-9494. It's a midday show. Sports Radio 94 WIP. Cap off NFL Week 9 with a chance to win on FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, America's number one sportsbook. New customers can get $150 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins on tonight's game. Let's go with Patrick Mahomes over 1.5 pass touchdowns. Cade Otton, anytime score, and I will take the Chiefs and the points to cover the game. Visit FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to make every moment more of the season. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94 WIP.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.